Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
want to thank y'all for joining us for another episode. And this is Brother Seth coming at you with another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Open Forum with Five Smooth Stones. Five Smooth Stones tonight presents Open Forum. What does that mean? That means we are at a point where we will accept any questions. Ask your question, make your comments. There is no certain format for the program tonight. So just, again, some of y'all seem to like Open Forum. So how are you doing tonight? Hopefully everybody's doing well. I kind of am under the weather just a teeny bit. I'm not feeling 100%, but I almost cancel the show. And if I'm not feeling good, I just don't like having these shows when I'm not feeling up to par. But we're going to go ahead and have it. Because I know, for one, a lot of you look forward to this show. And if I cancel, you probably get mad at me. And I know if I was expecting a show, I would be very disappointed for some reason somebody just canceled without any type of notice. So I haven't given any notice of cancellation, so we're going to go ahead with the show tonight. Again, this is Brother Seth. You are listening to Five Smooth Stones on Blog Talk Radio. So tonight, I am just as interested in hearing what you have to say as you are hearing what I have to say. I will always got some on my mind to talk about. I always got several things in my mind to talk about. So I'm not shortage of subjects tonight. I just sometimes wanted to be open. I love to hear what some of y'all are thinking. I tell you, a good thing we can start off with is what do y'all feel about the shows you've heard so far? How have you felt about Five Smooth Stones? And last week I gave an intro. Well, yeah, it was an intro because I never really had a show dedicated to the mission, the purpose of Five Smooth Stones. And last week was that. We talked about the purpose. What is the purpose and the mission of Five Smooth Stones? I would like to kind of touch on it just a little bit because I didn't quite finish that. But, and whatever, like I said, whatever else is on your mind. But let me do a few things before we get too deep into the conversations as we normally do on Tuesday nights. Let me go ahead and thank everybody for coming to the show on time. That's important to me. That's important to me. That is important to me. I said that three times. That means it's really important. Because when the show first starts off, it's very important that we see people that want to that's committed to us. Let me just say another way. It's very inspirational. That's the word I'm looking for. To see people waiting to see these shows. I like that. That means you're thinking about it. But listen, folks, I want to just do a few more things, a few things, like I said earlier, before we start the show. And that is to remind everybody, I keep forgetting to talk about the website. We do have a website. The website address is www, not the number, but the letter five, F-I-V-E, the word five, not the letter five, not the number five, but the word five, F-I-V-E, five, smooth, S-M-O-O-T-H, smooth, stones, S-T-O-N-E-S, dot, webs, W-B-S, dot com. Again, five, spelled out, F-I-V-E, smooth, stones, dot, webs, dot com. This is a site where I have posted a lot of my travel photos on, and I'm going to finish putting a little caption with each picture, letting y'all know where I was in the world, what I was doing, and just really want y'all to check that out and let me know what you think of the different things I've experienced in my travels. Also, I have... as you know, we say five smooth stones, which means five subjects that we talk about all the time. This is definitely what we have for the giant, so to speak. Any one of these stones can bring down a giant, just like David's stones brought down the giant. Just like David had his stone, this is where I get the whole concept of five smooth stones. Five messages that will break down the different giants that we talk about. So anyway, we have information on those five topics, okay, audio programming on those five topics. We're going to put more documents. We don't have that many documents right now on the website, but we're going to put more documents supporting what we talk about forever on this show. We'll do that. This is, even though I can't say the website is new anymore because it's been up for a while, I really haven't been pushing it, so in a sense it is still new. So please go there, register. All we ask is your name and what username you want to use, and you can start to submit your own documents, your own audio, your own just whatever you want to submit to the website to further this whole truth, okay? Anything you have on the subject of white supremacy, anything you have on the subject of black inferiority, this mentality, anything you have on leprosy or albinism or vitiligo, anything you have talking about the kingdom of the Most High, which is the solution for all of the problems that man face on this planet. Okay, if you have any information on the New World Order or One World Government and you want to submit that to Brother Seth and his family, Five Smooth Stone Family, do that at that website. Again, all you got to do is register, and it's only a few things we ask, okay? So that's out of the way. I keep forgetting that. Another thing I just totally forgot about is if you go to the front page, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/ we're back to the blog now. You look at the front page of the blog, okay? Just, you know how the slideshow is going. Some of you are looking at it right now. If you click on the word Five Smooth Stone right in front of you in that little box, actually, you know what? You don't even have to. If you're on the front page and you see the slideshow, below that, hold on. Just bear with Brother Seth for a second. Okay, here we go. If you click on Five Smooth Stones on the word Five Smooth Stones, and then there's a little five stones right there in front of you. It's a tight little emblem. Or either may have the three faces of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Whatever you're looking at, different people looking at different things. If you will click on where it says Five Smooth Stones, you will go to the front page. The front page is blogtalkradio.com/_smooth_stones. Again, the front page, if you off all that confusion, you don't know what I'm talking about, if you just will simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/5/_smooth_stones. That's 5_smooth_stones. Go to there, and there is another link I hardly ever talk about, and that is the Facebook link. Facebook link. On the Facebook is a whole lot of pictures of different Israelites I've met all over the world. Y'all got to go to Facebook and see the setup there. Also, right to the right of Facebook is a little drop-down button. If you click on that drop-down button, you're going to see a link. You know how it talks about, it starts off saying Five Smooth Stones, five subjects are 100% for the restoration of the planet by the kingdom of Yahweh. If you look at the very bottom of that paragraph, if you can click on that link, highlight that link, and click on that link, guess what you get? You'll actually get a list of books that I have read over the years, and they are really, really, really powerful. Some of y'all are always looking for good information, good knowledge. Again, go to the front page, the same page I just sent you to. That's blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. Right beside the Facebook link, look to the right of that. You'll see a little tiny arrow. Click on there. You get a drop-down menu about Five Smooth Stones. At the very end of that paragraph is a link to my personal library. It'll let you in if you just click on that link. These three things I keep failing to mention because I'm not one of those guys that really like pushing myself. At least so I'm told. I think I do, but some people don't think I talk enough about these sites, and I don't, to be honest with you. At least these things I don't talk about. But anyway, folks, check those out, please. All right. So listen, I'm waiting for more people to come because I did send out a link for my friends to come and check me out tonight. Some of them need reminders, just like some of the family members that we do on Sundays need reminders, and like everybody on this network need reminders, at least sometime. But some of y'all that are here early, of course, and I'm not talking to you. But anyway, if you're one of those that need reminders, please, in the future, if you listen to this in the archives and you know you was late to the show, let's try to be on time, okay? It's very important. I can't drop some of the science that I have or some of the knowledge I have when I know I got more people coming. I kind of stall a little bit, and that's not fair to these people that are already here early. So if you listen to me in the archives, please try to be on time to the show. Very, very, very important. Very, very important. All right? Now, tonight, again, is open forum, and I said I would just I wanted to talk a little bit about the purpose, Five Smooth Stones, what it's about. Let me say this before I even say that. Y'all must understand that I do work, and while I don't take up all of my life, I do work, and it take up enough of my life to make it to where it's very hard for me sometimes to do these blogs, and especially to try to keep up a website. You know, I got a lot of contacts on Facebook, and people are always contacting me, emailing me on Facebook, so that's kind of like the desk I work from, so to speak. I mean, I do a lot of things from Facebook because it has so much that you can do with Facebook. Facebook ain't no joke. You can do a lot of things with Facebook, and I try to call my office, so to speak, online anyway. So it's really hard to update these sites and everything, and it's sometimes hard to even do these programs because y'all deserve the quality, the best that I have to offer, and sometimes I just don't have my best, and I feel bad about it every time I do it. So just know that. That's very important, y'all know that, because I think some people do blogs and they don't have a life. They just really don't have a life. So when y'all see me canceling shows, you see me, I'm never really late, but I do sometimes cancel shows, or you see sometimes I don't have as many guests as I used to. Please understand Brother Seth does have a life, and it's hard to do this. It really is hard to maintain it. Then I have a family blog I do, and I'm not getting much help there from family, so I pretty much spearhead that whole thing. So it ain't easy. It really, 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 truly ain't easy. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because a lot of people think that I have all this energy, and I really, truly don't. Okay? So tonight, open forum, what's on your mind? Whatever you have on your mind, I'd like to know what it is. What do you think of what is happening in our world? Maybe you have some insight on the so-called New World Order, One World Government, different things they're trying to pull off. Maybe you have comments about the election. See, y'all, some of y'all think that I like to just do all the talking. I'm going to prove to y'all tonight that it's not true. Brother Seth loves to hear from other people. Just love to hear from other people. So, because I don't know it all. And the minute I even think I know most of it all or even a fraction of it all, I'm in trouble. I am in trouble. And I really don't claim to. So anyway, today we're going to just sit back, and I'm going to be very low-key. Y'all probably never heard me be so calm and down to earth, and that's because I don't really have nothing to talk about. Let me just say it like this. I don't have nothing on my paper. I don't have notes tonight. I don't have something that's been really pressing. I mean, it's a lot of things pressing on my mind, but nothing that I have set this show up to deal with. So I just scheduled a show tonight and said I was going to try my best not to think of anything to well, let's just say it like this. There's nothing on the table, okay? So we'll be right back in a second. I do want to take a quick little we're still waiting on people to come, just in case y'all wonder if you hadn't picked up that I'm stalling a little bit. So just allow me to wait on some more people to come. We do have people already in the chat room, but the phone lines, oddly, is there isn't very many people there, and I want to give them a chance. So check this song out. I haven't heard this in a long, long time. Check this out, and we'll be right back after this. This is called The 12 Tribes.
From Genesis to Revelations, you could read in the pages, and you'll see black faces, the people in the book, yeah, they look like me, change the faces and the color they took from me, made from the purest of the rich dark mud, what color we'll see when it was all said and done, tell me, what color would be the Israelite if he caught leprosy and his skin would turn white? Moses put his hand in his bosom and turned snow, did it again and it went back to its natural tone. King Solomon said, I'm black, but I'm comely, then what color would all of Solomon's sons be? Jesus went to a black Egypt to hide, how could that be done with blonde hair with blue eyes? Samson had seven locks, it talks about hair like wool, feet burnt like coal pots. Paul was mistaken for the Egyptian criminal, could that be possible if he had a white visual? It's not about skin color, but close to that it's just a fact, the people of the Bible are black. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph and Benjamin. Who are the 12 tribes of Israel? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph and Benjamin. Who are the 12 tribes of Israel? Black hats and skull caps, black suits with white strings, the only thing they ain't black. The Israeli is from the land, but the Israelite is from Jacob, who was a man. They dwelt by the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea, Gentiles, before they put off the mask of me, the seed of Japheth. What the heck? How could you be a Jew when your father is Ashkenaz? They met with a Muslim bishop and Israelite to determine what doctrine sounded the most right. The religion of the Jews chose the Kagan. They mixed it with the doctrine of pagan. They wrote their own Talmud, many books they finished, and they tried to say Hebrew was the European Yiddish. Today, they call themselves Jews. How bizarre. Yesterday, they were barbarians known as Khazars. God, may God show. The only fake in this written in Revelation. You're the synagogue of Satan. Revelations 2:9 to be exact. It's undisputable. The Israelites are black. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. Who are the 12 tribes of Israel? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. Who are the 12 tribes of Israel? It's not about skin complexion. It's not about white or black. Go anything to that direction. Every man got flesh and bones and skin tones. The Israelites are black. I'm just making it known. The truth hurts, but there's no other way to say it. If you missed it, press stop, rewind the blade. If you understand it, come on, come on. Fall in the rank. Yo, here comes the roll call. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. We are the 12 tribes of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. We are the 12 tribes of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. We are the 12 tribes of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. We are the 12 tribes.
We're back. Again, you're listening to Five Smooth Stone. This is Brother Seth coming into another episode. And tonight we have open forum. What does that mean? Open forum means we have absolutely positively nothing on the table. So whatever's on your mind, speak it. Questions, comments, or anything in between. one thing I did want to say to just kind of start up things, again, we don't have to go no certain way tonight, is we did start talking about the whole purpose of the five smooth stones. And as y'all know, last week I went over the five topics that we talk about. We end up talking a lot on leprosy. We end up kind of getting stuck on leprosy, and the show end up going that direction. When the brother Pianki, bless his heart, he did. He always has something good to say. I'm not putting him down, nothing like that, but he wasn't understanding the whole concept of leprosy. And a lot of people hear the word leprosy, and they automatically think you're full of hatred. And I don't want to make this show out of it tonight, by the way, because that show, we've talked about that to death, for real. I mean, this show, more than any other show on Blog Talk Radio, have talked about leprosy more. I think we put in over, at least 14 hours talking about leprosy, playing clips about leprosy, interviewing people about leprosy, presenting documents about leprosy, presenting science excerpts about leprosy, talking about vitiligo, talking about leucism, talking about just any and every aspect of melanin leprosy that you can think of. So that was last week. So I didn't get a chance to really spend a whole lot of time talking about the other four stones. And the other four stones means the other four topics. And those topics, I mentioned them, but I didn't spend hardly any time on them. And those other topics, other than the revelation of leprosy, which is nothing more than white skin. There are different types of leprosy, but for the most part, leprosy is nothing more than white skin, be it vitiligo, be it albinism. So whether you have spots and it's turning white like vitiligo, or you look up and your whole body is white, if it's white skin, it's white skin, it's white skin. 2012, I know I sound crazy, because we're just that deceived. We're just that ignorant of who the people were in that Bible, what they was doing, how society looked. And if we could see it, we'd all probably just get sick and start throwing up, because it was a very black planet then. And they didn't call themselves black. They didn't call themselves white. They just called themselves people. And they happened to be a very dark hue. There was no light-skinned people. There was no white people, because white nations mixing with other nations is what calls light-skinned people. So there was no light-skinned people in ancient times we're talking about. Science is on my side. Science is on my side. Science declares that the black is the dominant gene. If that is the case, and you're being the baby it is, Europeans being the baby they are, I mean a white nation. Yeah, Europe is not a baby in that it always been there and there, but white people residing in Europe the way they are today is brand new. Okay, so again, this is going back. Civilization started with dark-skinned people. That's all last week was about. But just so people that drop by here just a little teeny bit, don't run off thinking that I'm cuckoo. What you heard last week was only a tenth of the information. There is so much information we go into with melanin, and vitiligo and albinism, and we talk about a lot of things. And I present, I'll say this, and then we're going to talk about the other four or whatever's on your mind. Again, there is no such certain topic on the table today. Whatever's on your mind, question, comment, complaints, I want to hear them tonight. Tonight I didn't plan anything to talk about. Like I said, this is just something I'm thinking about just right now. So, but anyway, I hate what happened last week, because, like I said, we dealt with this, And then when we first started the Five Smooth Stone Network here on Blog Talk Radio, that's all we talked about, it seemed like. And people were saying, can they talk about anything else other than leprosy? And wouldn't you know it, somebody come all after the fact. And so that is why we devoted last week to mostly to that topic, okay? But the Most High gave me that information because we live in a world where white people have just simply redefined everything. They have redefined everything. These are the same people. I'm not talking about the white person live across the street from you, because they don't have the kind of power that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the powers that be. These folk can see people living on a continent or on a, in a country, and they will walk up in the country, pull their little ships up to the country, and declare that they discovered that country. That's how bold they are. And one scripture says it like this about those people. It says that the oppressors of Israel, and they are for sure the oppressors of Israel, it said their dignity and their judgment shall proceed from themselves. Their dignity and their judgment shall proceed from themselves. What does that mean? Well, what I gather that to mean, I don't know everything, but like Paul said, I do have the Holy Spirit. When it says their dignity and their judgment shall proceed of themselves, the first thing coming to my mind is how these people redefine how they judge things, like they just create stuff. They just take a definition, throw it on the ground, like they've never seen it. You know, it is, right now I just can't even gather the words to describe a person that would do this. How? Because you don't need very many people that redefine stuff. You walk into a room, everything is brown, and they say it's red. You just don't meet very many people like that, so it's hard to describe this people. But the Bible said that there would be a people, their dignity and their judgment shall proceed of themselves. They redefine things as they go. Their dignity come from themselves. You know how everybody always get dignity from their foreparents and who they were? Well, these people in Habakkuk 1:7, you know, Habakkuk is complaining to the Most High about these people. And the first thing, I call it the black man's book. I know the whole Bible is the black man's book and the white man's book and everybody else's book. But I, something about Habakkuk, that book to me is so ethnic. You know, Habakkuk is going off, talking to the Most High, saying how everything before him is just spoilings. He's looking at all this injustice, and Habakkuk is just going off saying, all I see before me is just pain and exploitation and just going off and off. And just, he just complains to the Most High. And then what's interesting is how the Most High answers him. It's just amazing. He says, oh, you among the heathen. I'm not trying to turn this out to no Bible study, but y'all know how I got to, you know, let me just read just a little bit without turning this into a Bible study. This is Habakkuk, okay? Listen how this man is complaining. This prophet is complaining to the Most High. And tell me, don't they sound like a black man? Now, their white men don't go through stuff because they absolutely positively do. I'm not trying to belittle it. I'm not trying to say we're better than them or any of that. I'm just saying, when I read this book right here, it reminds me of black men. It even talks about how people use his images to teach. You know how they use the cross with all these white images, how they rechanged the Bible, redefining everything, making the Bible white. It even addressed that in this book. Sure does. The burdens, verse 1, Habakkuk 1:1. Actually, let's see here. Yeah. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, this is Habakkuk crying out, O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence. So this man was constantly seeing violence before him. What do you see before you? You that's living in Detroit, you that's living in the big city, the urban areas, what do you see? What's before you all the time? Even if you don't see it with your eyes, you see it on the news. How long shall I cry? Thou wilt not hear. Even cry unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. I'm just crying out to you, and you ain't doing nothing. That's what he's saying. That's why I say it sounds like a black man. Now, again, if you're a white male, please don't get offended off you or some other ethnic group. I'm just talking to the people. I'm talking about a people that I know about. I'm talking to all y'all, though. So we don't feel like the Most High is answering this Chris prayer. Why doest thou show me iniquity, verse 3, and cause me to behold grievance? He said, why do you show me this stuff? Why do you cause me to behold things that grieve me? You know, I mean, this is why I call this book the Black Man's Book, the Book of Habakkuk. There's a reason why I call it that, because this man is in all his pain. Habakkuk was just complaining, and some people just lost on. So I'm going to read this again, because I want everybody to get this. So some of those you just came into the chat room, I looked over in the chat room and see here. Yeah, there's more people than I seen a minute ago, just a few more. So let me just read this again, just so everybody be on the same page. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Habakkuk is crying out to the Most High, and he says, O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? He's a prophet, and he's talking about the Most High won't hear. Watch this. Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Ain't that something a prophet is saying? How long am I going to pray to you, and you just don't answer? And you won't even save, folks. You won't do nothing. if you know a prophet feel like that, what do people that's not a prophet, how do they feel? Verse 3. Why do thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? I like the next part of this. Listen to this. For spoiling and violence are before me. That means people getting taken advantage of. They being spoiled. You know how the armies would spoil other armies? The Bible says in Israel spoil the Egyptians, and Israel spoil the Hittites, and Israel spoil, you know. For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that rise up strife and contention. Just bear with me here. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment doeth never go forth. Y'all feel like that? This is why I call this book of the Black Man's Book of the Book of Habakkuk. Listen to this again. Therefore, the law is slack, and judgment doeth never go forward. This is why I'm not picking on no white man or any other ethnic group, but who say that? Don't know white men say judgment never go forward. I mean, they trust in the law. They say the law gonna work for us. Let the system work. I mean, there's some of them that don't like the system, but there's a whole lot of us that never believe in the system. We're not just since this late last 10 years we've all of a sudden are through with our government. No, we've been through with our government as long as I can remember. Verse 4 again. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment doeth never go forth. For the wicked doeth compass about the righteous. They just outdoing us. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. Watch this. This is the Most High answering Habakkuk, who just been crying out just like we do. Behold ye among the heathen. So Most High calls them the heathen. Call these people the heathen. Behold ye among the heathen. So I'm talking to some of y'all that's been praying this prayer. How long you gonna, am I going to cry out to you? Why do you show me all this stuff going on? Why do I see so much stuff going on? Why come no judgment is going forward? This system ain't right. That's all they're saying. In modern vernacular, they're saying this system ain't right. It's a white man's system. They're saying the same thing. When you say a good old boy system, you're saying the same thing. You know, sometimes we say the government, you're saying the same thing. You're saying wrong judgment is going forward. Then the Most High answers again, behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. Watch this, here we go. For I will work a work in your days, which ye shall not believe, though it was told to you. That is a strong word if we don't read nothing else. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard the wonder, behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe though it be told you. Watch this, verse 6. He's going to address Habakkuk's enemies. For lo, I raised up the Chaldeans. For lo, I raised up the Chaldeans. He's telling Habakkuk, I raised up your enemies. I know y'all weren't ready to hear that. It's right here. Get your Bibles out. Dust the dust off of it and read this. Check this out. For lo, I raised up the Chaldeans. That right there blows me away. For lo, I raised up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. Are y'all reading this? He said he raised up this people that Habakkuk was talking about, the ones that were doing all this wickedness. The Most High said he raised them up. Now that don't sound right. Wait a minute. Here they are. They did wicked. But I can show you in the scriptures many times where he called. Hold your finger right there. Hold your finger right there, and let's go to Joel 2. I'm just going to make a quick little point. Again, this is open forum. We're talking about whatever's on your mind. I'm not stuck on no one thing tonight. Whatever questions y'all have or whatever comments y'all got, this is tonight to ask. I know y'all think Brother Tex like to talk, but tonight I'm really at y'all's beckoning call, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to request to talk about, we can do that. Questions, comments. But I want y'all to look at Joel 2 for a second, because some of y'all think that's a misprint in the book of Habakkuk, that the Most High ain't going to raise up no wicked people. Y'all don't believe that. I know some of y'all don't believe that. So let me just show y'all how the Most High has done it more than one time. And almost every time he does it, this is what's going to blow you away. Almost every time he does it, he calls the nation from the north. I know some of y'all going, what? Man, this dude smoking on something. Listen to this. Joel 2. Keep your finger there at Habakkuk. We're going to go back to Habakkuk, but I want y'all to see how the Most High sometimes will send your enemies. But the reason he's sending your enemies is not because he's evil. He only sends your enemies when his people are not doing what is right. So he used other nations like a belt. It's like Amos 3 and 2 says, Book of Amos chapter 3, verse 2 says, of all the nations of the earth, Israel, you have I known. Therefore I will punish you for all your transgressions. One more time. Of all the nations of the earth, you have I known. Therefore, I will punish you for your transgression. That's Amos 3 and 2. If you look at verses chapter 2, I'm not going to read all this because we are dealing with Habakkuk, but the Most High is saying that he is going to bring a people from the north and that he's going to bring them down to Jerusalem as a punishment against Israel. And he started talking about this army, how much destruction they're going to do. And then you're going to read with your own eyes where he said, it's his army. So wait a minute, you're thinking, if the Most High called an army, why are they going to be destroying stuff? Because he is using them like a belt. A belt destroys your behind. People don't realize it really is destroying. That's why it's causing you pain. It's destroying your pleasure with pain. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. He does deal with the belt sometimes. So when you do wicked, we, especially Israel, and you know I believe that we're the true Israelites. I can prove it. So I'm going to read this real fast. I said I wasn't going to read it, but I'm actually going to read it fast, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to, then after I read that, I'm going to read, just going to do a little reading here, y'all, because I got a feeling I need to go over this. I feel like some people ain't with me on this. I just in my spirit feel like I need to read this. So I'm about to show y'all how the Most High will call the people. And every time he calls the people to oppress another people, he always calls them from the north. Why is that? Why is that, folks? Why do he always call them from the north country? Look at a globe. Next time you're around, check out a globe. Look at a globe. The north part of the globe is the wealthiest part. The poverty is in the south part of the globe. Y'all probably never thought about that. Look at a globe right now, if you're near a globe, and look, what's in the north? Europe, Canada. Who oppress who? Where are the strongest nations at? They rule from the north. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Satan himself said, somebody said, where is Satan at? Where does he live? Satan, out of his own mouth, said he would reside in the sides, S-I-D-E-S, he would reside in the sides of the north. Some of y'all think I'm just making it up. I promise you, Satan said he would reside in the sides of the north. Now, I don't know if he's always there, but you got to remember, he's not like the Most High where he's everywhere. Evil spirits are everywhere, you know. A legion of fallen angels, they're all over the planet. But their leader, Satan himself, can only be one place at one time. When he was tempted Christ, he was not everywhere like the Most High is. So the north, there's something about the north, the north, the north. Now, why y'all thinking I'm picking on white people? White people didn't always occupy the north. So let's set everybody free right now. White people didn't always occupy Europe. So who occupied Europe before they did? Dark-skinned people. So wicked people are not a certain color, folks. Y'all got to get past that. Right now, though, it does look like that because so much wickedness is coming out of Europe. But I'm about to read two places here, Habakkuk. First, we're going to read Joel 2. So, again, if you just join me, which I see some people just come on the phone line, if you just join me in the chat room, on the phone lines, turning your Bible to Joel 2. And we're going to read this, and y'all going to see Brother Seth and twist in those scriptures. That's what it's been saying for thousands of years. Okay? Joel 2 is talking about the Lord's army. Now, I remember Christians used to think that this was talking about Christians. A lot of y'all have been taught by y'all pastor that, because it's, you know, we actually used to sing a song, and I'm going to give y'all, not that I'm trying to chain y'all tonight, but I'm going to tell y'all the words of this song. We used to sing this at the Southwest Believers Convention. All over the country we used to sing this. Check this out. It says, they rush on the city, they run on the wall, great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall, great is the army that carries out his word. That's the words of that song. I'm kidding you not. And they go on to say, now this is a, we used to sing this at the convention. And when we would sing this script, this song at the convention, everybody would be tearing up the convention, dancing around in a festive mode, happy. But I'm about to show you that this ain't something to be rejoicing over. Joel 2 is talking about a nation that the Most High calls from the north part of the globe, that is going to wreak havoc on the whole planet. The Most High is talking about a nation that he is calling from the north of the globe that is going to discipline, beat down the whole planet. You about to read it. And he calls this nation that beat down all these other nations his army. Because he's using this army from the north, who I believe are Caucasians. They're using that today. They're that today. But this Bible is old. Who is it before the Caucasian? Again, look at a globe, and you'll see that the north part of the globe dominates the south part. The wealth is in the north part of the globe. The poverty is in the south part of the globe. Some people think this stuff has just happened to be. I'm telling you, the Bible says this. And since some of you just joined, I'm going to say this again. Satan said out of his own mouth, I will reside in the sides of the north. S-I-D-E-S. I will reside in the sides of the north. That's Bible. Satan himself, he said that's where he would live at. People don't know that Satan actually tell you his address. He said, I will reside in the sides of the north. Satan can't be everywhere. Only the Most High is everywhere. When he was tempted Christ, like I said earlier, he was only in front of Christ. He can't be there and all over the place. Now, somebody said, why do you keep repeating everything? I keep repeating everything because we keep getting people in here. I don't want you to think I'm crazy coming in all late not knowing what's going on. All right? So, having said that, I'll proceed. Verse 1 of Joel 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness. All you Christians thinking this is some great event because the Most High is calling these people and calling his army. You think it's some great. No, it's a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and a thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountain, a great people and a strong. This verse here is how you're going to know this is talking about Caucasians, not the Caucasians that live across the street from you. These are powerful people. The folks that run the world who happens to be white. But this ain't the first time this has happened. He always called nations from the north. But actually, let me just go ahead and read here. I come to think I need to just reason instead of tell y'all. Okay. Goes on to say, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like. Okay, so this people he's talking about, there's never been like them. But if you know about the history in Israel, their enemies always came from the north. But actually, this scripture is saying there's never been a people like this. Listen to me. A great people and a strong, there has not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. That's what I was just saying earlier. There have been people before, but this is talking about for many generations, there won't be people like this. So, again, let's look at the scripture. This is, again, Joel 2, verses 2. It's talking about a wicked people. Okay, he's going to describe what they're going to do. And when I start talking about what they are going to do, and you look at today, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, it has to be this people. Again, it says there have never been the people like this before them, and there will be people after them for many generations. So these people don't come by often. A great people and a strong people, there has not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations.
Watch this. Here's what they do. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. He says, before these people, it's like the Garden of Eden. Everything is beautiful when they arrive into the country, but when they get done, it's desolate. What nation? Who is the prophet talking about? And we hadn't forgot about the book of Habakkuk. But I just wanted y'all to see that the Most High does call nations to be his belt. It don't mean that they are a righteous nation. The first thing you think, well, they must be righteous, is that he's giving them the victory over the whole planet. No. Never said they was righteous. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that when he chooses a nation to beat down another nation, or beat down Israel in most cases. Never said that the nation was righteous. He's just using them. They ain't righteous. Watch this. Boy, this is amazing. Before them like the Garden of Eden, after them is like a wilderness. Verse 4. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. That threw off a lot of people right there. Automatically you start thinking, oh, they ain't people. No, it's talking about people. It's like when you look at Egyptology and you see a lot of those people with, like, the sphinx with the horse face and the deer face. It don't mean anything. It just means that's their personality. Everybody gets spooky when they see that. Just like Egypt uses that, so does the scripture. It's simply saying, they are like horses, strong. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Verse 5. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle in array. Watch this. This is going to get very relevant to 2012. Watch this. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness, which means sadness, in that way it's used. Verse 7. They shall run like the mighty men. This is when Christians start thinking, oh, they're talking about the Christians. No, they're not talking about no Christians. They're not talking about no righteous people. I don't like that word Christian, but y'all know what I mean when I say Christians are believers, okay? Most believers that go to churches think that this verse, this chapter, is talking about a holy army, and they have songs about Joel 2. This people is a wicked people that the Most High called to bruise the heads of his own chosen Israel, because they was knucklehead, rebellious. They didn't keep his Shabbat, they didn't keep his Sabbath, they didn't rest, they didn't do the land right, they didn't follow his concept and precepts. And he ain't just trying to be nice to a wicked people, so he allowed them to see death and destruction. And that's what's happened with so-called African Americans today, who I believe is nothing more than one of the lost tribes of Israel, because we've lived out all of the prophecies that the Bible says that would happen to Israel, from being put in slave ships to having young men and not enjoying them because they'd be taken to captivity, which is another form of prison, and all the other scriptures we've been talking about forever on this show. There's hundreds. Verse 7. They shall, talking about this army that the Most High have called from the north, they shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his own way, and they shall not break their ranks, and they shall not break their ranks. They're going to be together. They're not going to fight in the boardroom. They're going to be together in the boardroom. When they come out, they're going to be a united front. Who is that? What nation can you say that come together, or what people you know come together to take land, to exploit, and will not break ranks? They don't march on each other's territory. I forget, I'm sure some of y'all can help me out with this, but I forget the name of the meeting, but there was a meeting with Europeans where they discussed who would get parts of Africa. There wasn't no fighting. there was disagreement, but they went into there and they came out. They didn't step on each other's toe. They said, okay, you go this direction. We're going to get the, you get the north part of Africa, we're going to get the south part. You get the east, we're going to get the west. You get South America, we're going to get North America. That is true history. Can't think of the council, the what that was called, but anyway, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Verse 8, neither shall one thrust another. That's what I was just saying. Watch this. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. In other words, when one of them, you know, die, the next generation take over, they pass the torch. The movement ain't going to stop because King dies, like with us. No, their movement don't stop. They keep on going. They keep on exploiting and taking and robbing and killing and stealing and destroying and killing and stealing and destroying and exploiting and exploiting and exploiting and changing the truth and redefining everything as they see it. They see a whole country full of people. They act like they don't see them, and they say, we discovered it. Exploiting, exploiting, taking, taking, taking. This is the nature of these people. And again, we ain't talking about no white man being no devil tonight. If you're hearing that, you got the total, the you're so wrong. Hey, I'm not saying nothing near that. I believe certain people were called as a people to do certain things. I do believe that white people next door, while they are not the one that pulled the trigger, they do benefit from being white. That's a part of this wicked system, the whole system of white supremacy. But do I believe that they're the mastermind behind all this? No, they victims like we are, and they will get rid of them when they're done with them. These powerful people on the very top listen to Satan, and if you white, you get certain little benefits, but you can't be fooled by the little tiny benefits you get. You got to understand the big picture and band together with your black brothers and non-white brothers and sisters all over the country and fight these wicked folks at the top. Okay. Verse 9. We're reading from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 9. They shall run to and fro in the city, and they shall run upon the wall. That's actually where the Matrix get that from. Nobody ever run up on the wall before. That's where they get this from. They shall run to and fro in the city, and they shall run upon the wall, and they shall climb upon the houses, and they shall not enter in at the windows like a thief. That's exactly what these people are. You don't see them coming. They don't come and hit you in areas you don't even be thinking about. I'm talking about how the Most High will use nations to chastise other nations. And in this case, in Joel 2, I mean, there's so many parts of the Bible that says this. Folks, tell some of y'all probably, what is he saying? How is he saying that God will use another nation to punish another nation? He will use a nation like his belt, a wicked nation at that, to punish another nation. Because that's right, he has a covenant with this other nation. And when this other nation disobeys, they lose. Just like when Saul got wicked, who defeated him? The Philistines. Because the Philistines had David then. Y'all forgot that David did fight for the Philistines for a second there. That's when Saul lost. But listen, we don't have to look at the book of Joel. We was just reading the book of Habakkuk. We can also look at Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah 1 talks about how the Most High said he would call all of the families of the north. I know y'all running to get y'all Bible now. He said, I will call all of the nations of the north. He said, I will call all of the nations of the north. That's in your Bible, Jeremiah 1. Most High said, I will call all of the nations of the north down to Jerusalem. And that's why Jerusalem to this very day is so light-skinned. That olive color, a light skin, is not an ancient color. That happened because all these people from Europe come down, and there was many wars, and over time the area have gotten whitened. The Most High called those people because his people, that's when he dispersed Israel finally, dispersed them throughout the four corners of the planet. That's why we're in the Americas right now. That's why we're in South America right now. That's why we're in South Africa right now. That's why Israel, the Israelites, the true Jews, have been scattered throughout the four corners of the planet because of their disobedience. They are not in the land. And there are some people in the land that's observing, and I do believe other real Israelites. And I even believe some of those white Jews are real, because when we were scattered to the four corners, well, Europe is a corner. And I think some of those black, dark-skinned, real Jews were scattered, taken to slavery up north. And with mixing over whites for hundreds and hundreds of years, they are now white as I don't know what. But that still don't mean that the most I don't know who they are. So I do believe some of those Jews in Israel are truly of the stock, the lost tribe of Israel. Tonight is open forum, folks. We're not just talking about this. You can talk about whatever's on your mind, but I just happened to start up with, and it just kind of came about. So if y'all have something else that absolutely completely different off the subject, not a problem. Share it. On the phone lines, press 1. And if you're in the chat room, go ahead and type your question. I haven't looked at the chat room in a while because I'm going back and forth with the scriptures. But if you have any question or comment, please. I see somebody already have their hand up, so we'll go ahead and come to you. But like I said, chapter 2 of Joel, Jeremiah 1, the Bible says, and I can go on and on and on, showing you how the Most High called a nation, and they wasn't a righteous nation, a wicked nation, to chastise Israel and to chastise the whole planet. So this is why 8% of the world, Caucasians, rule 92%. Caucasians is not an ancient people. But listen to this scripture. I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a people. One more time. And I'm coming to you, 817-374. I will provoke you to jealousy. I will provoke you to jealousy. I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a people. How do we feel about white people? It really is just jealousy. You know, I mean, it ain't macho for a black man to say, I'm jealous. But we really are. That's what that feeling is. That's what that thing we feel. Why do they seem to have so much? Why people respect them more than they respect us? Here I am studying, and how come I can't get the respect they get? It's a jealousy. It's natural for Israel to be jealous. The Most High said he would do it. Let's go on to the phone lines and see what this question or comment is. Area code 817-374, go ahead with your question or your comment.
Yes, I wanted to say, first of all, I'm going to say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm going to say that first. And secondly, I kind of came in on the conversation. You said it was just kind of open tonight. So I wanted to also say that I'm going through a little situation myself right now, and there are white people that are in authority, and they have this thing that I've heard people say in the past called white privilege, and like you said, it's not your neighbor next door that done this or that, you know, but they do benefit from just being white, you know, and that's just real, but I just want to encourage the saints, you know, because we need to get, we really need to get where God wants us to be, and just as a Christian body all together, I believe that, and this is just my opinion, because there has been so many saints just here in the past, I'd say year or two, that has died. I've lost so many people in my family here recently that were Christians. And it almost seems to me as though God is just taking his people home, because there are some things that are happening in the world and that are about to happen that some of us that just don't get it. And I'm not saying that a lot of us don't get it, but you know, he's leaving us here on this earth to give us a chance, and he's leaving us here on this earth to get other people to come on board and know about him. You know what I mean? To inform people and to get into. But a lot of Christians are gonna, a lot of so-called Christians are gonna suffer because they are going to be punished because they haven't been obedient and they haven't done what they were supposed to do. And it's not going to get any better, you know, right now. But I believe that, you know, a lot of the saints of God are going home to be with the Lord so that they won't have to go through the turmoil that America is about to face.
Well, I can appreciate what you just said. That is, don't forget your train of thought. I'm just jumping here a little bit, but don't forget what you're about to say next. You are absolutely right. I do think there is something very, very big that if we knew before December the 31st of this year what is going to happen on this planet, in this country, this year, not 2013, 2012, the prophets, the economists, politicians are all saying the exact same thing, and I can never remember in time ever this happened. I know for a fact prophetically something is about to happen. So maybe some people are being taken home so they want to experience it, but I don't think that's the answer. I do appreciate your spirit coming on the line and encouraging. That is what we need. I really, really give you much points for that. And Go ahead.
No, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to encourage the saints that are listening tonight, you know, to keep God close to your heart. You know, there are a lot of wickedness. There is a lot of wickedness. You know, hey, Bible says that we are not of this world. We live on this earth, but we're not of it. And we have to remember that, you know, but we do need to be informed of what's going on in the world.
Let me ask you this. What do you think of what I've shared tonight? Me starting out with Habakkuk crying out. I call Habakkuk the black man's book. I probably shouldn't do that because it's a book of the Bible and it's really for everybody. But Habakkuk sounds like a black man, the comments he made about why you showing me all this. Ain't nothing before me but spoiling and people and violence. That's all you showing me. Why do you show me these things? And I keep telling you, I keep praying to you, you ain't doing nothing. Why? He sound at doing the most high answer, oh, you among heathen. That's why I say a black man book, but it's really for everybody. You know, some people shouldn't get offended by that. But what do you think of that, and what do you think of me coming out and saying that the Most High said in Habakkuk that he called the Chaldeans, those very people that, and this is what a lot of white people got to understand, and you know, I thank the Most High that a lot of them do, but I don't want to curtail my life around just making them feel good all the time, but because sometimes you just got to let just tell the truth, and anybody that's mature enough will know your heart. Everybody that's been listening to my show know I ain't no racist, but I say things that's hard for white people sometimes to handle, and what's crazy is a lot of them can handle it more so than black people, but the Most High answers Habakkuk, and I'm asking you, how do you feel about this? He says, I raised up the Chaldeans. Your enemies, they're knocking your head around, Habakkuk. I raise them up. Now, I didn't get a chance to read this part of it yet because we're going to go back to Habakkuk in a minute, but later on he's going to say, they ain't standing up as strong as you think, though. They're not standing like you think they're standing. They look mighty, don't they? They look happy, don't they? They look like they got it all together. Nah, it's not like that. And that's what I'm getting ready to say in a little bit.
Because
I wanted to jump over to Joel 2 because people, I felt in my spirit people were saying, the Most High ain't going to call a nation to go bruise another nation. He ain't going to call a wicked nation from the north. From the north, Seth? Come on, now you're being racist. What do you mean he would call a nation from? It's in this Bible over 20 times, him calling nations from the north. Every time he calls a nation to bruise Israel, they always come from the north. I want to know, you caller, what do you think of that and the fact that Joel 2 starts out and they do come from the north. And then Jeremiah says, I will call all of the families of the north. Here's the Most High in three different parts of the Bible saying he is calling the people from the north, to bruise Israel's head. And later on you're going to see it's really the whole planet's head. We wonder why 92% of the planet is controlled by this little 8% out of Europe. and we think it's the white man. It's really not the white man. If you really got spiritual eyes, and I'm saying you, but not, I'm talking to everybody. If one can see, they will see it's really not the white man that's your problem. It's your creator, because we have turned from him. We are Israel,
right.
Or Israel. And like you said, Carla, you're so right. The solution is just to be obedient. The solution
right.
is to return back to the ways of old. You know, we have taken on the ways of the heathen. We have taken on their belief system, their everything, because they were without God. And the Most High scattered us from the nation of Israel. And we're supposed to be examples of how to live before these people where they can have life everlasting as well. But instead, we go there with our heads down, thinking we're niggas and everything else, and begin to start following their way of thinking, their way of looking at government, their way of looking at each other, their way of looking at sexuality, their way of looking at how you raise your kids, their way, and then we find ourselves in this situation. So I know that was a long, long question, but what do you think all that?
I didn't really catch you on the book. I think I kind of came in on the end of that part, and but what it kind of takes my mind to, as you said, it makes me think of the people that are in authority, and I don't even mean just government. I believe that it's bigger than government. You know, it's not bigger than my God, though. I'll say that, and God is going to punish those that don't obey, and if he has to use the people from the north, then that's what he's going to do, because that's what. Now, if he has to use a wino to minister, God's going to use whoever he needs to use, you know, and that's just my view of it, just because I didn't hear all of what you said, but. That was kind of a long question for me, Brother Seth. But
well, you know what? You did a good job. I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to. This really is open forum, and POPI is doing a lot of chatting in the chat room, and everything he's saying is in line, because tonight is an odd night. It's an odd night for Fire Smoothstone. We don't have very many open forums where you just talk about whatever. But for real, tonight is open forum. I'm just happen to be going down this road. And I'm just saying, we need to really know that is what's going on in a nutshell. Yes, there's a lot going on with the Illuminati. There's a lot going on with the One World Government. There's a lot of secrets. But really and truly, it ain't all that deep.
And you know what? To be honest with you, in the end, I think they're all just going to destroy each other. We'll be in heaven, and they'll be on this earth just killing each other, you know, so. Hey, that's just my opinion of it.
Now, if you don't want to give your name, you don't have to. But who am I speaking with?
Sam from Fort Worth.
Sam from Fort Worth. All right, I'm down in your neck of the woods. Do y'all happen to know you, or maybe not?
Maybe not.
I'm not going to try to figure out your name. I just want to know, do you know me?
Do I?
College.
No, I don't know you personally. No, I don't. I just your station, and every now and then, when you know, on occasion, I listen in. So.
Oh, okay, but okay. Well, yeah, because I thought I heard your voice before. You sound very familiar as far as calling the show. But listen, I know a lot
called,
of people.
Yes, I have called before.
Huh?
I have called in before.
Yeah, you've called in before. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you've called him before? You haven't called him before?
Yes, I have called before.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. But listen, I appreciate your comment. And if you have any other comments or questions, you feel more than welcome. Anybody else on the phone line, chat room, y'all have any questions? I'm watching the chat room. I will ask if you have a question. You type a question mark before your question, after your question, where to kind of stand out, and I'll ask it to everybody. I don't care, tonight it's open forum. Did you have any other questions or comments for everybody before I move on?
No, thank you very much for your time.
Well, listen.
I want I'm going to say one more thing before I get off. And my first comment was, we could man do it for tonight, but joy comes in the morning. Favor is life. And I'm going to leave it with that.
Yeah, amen, amen. I like that. I like that. So I appreciate that comment. And that's the kind of comments I actually had a show for. I look for people to do just what she just did, encourage. Because really, folks, this is just a blog. But if you can get an encouraging word from the Most High and it inspire you to go forth and do some things like the sister was just doing, it's more than money. It becomes not just another blog, but you hang up with something to use to face tomorrow. And sister, I really want you to know I appreciate that, for real, for real. And I'm trying to watch the chat room mostly. It's just a few people chatting, mostly Brother Radio. So if you want to call us phone lines as well, you can do that, my brother or sister. I'm assuming this is a brother. And share, you said a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff. So tonight, again, it's open forum. It's open forum. It is open forum. I'm just showing through the scriptures how the Most High will use another nation to bruise the head of another nation, especially if that nation is Israel. Because he have a covenant with Israel. He made a covenant with Israel that I'm going to expose myself to you unlike I'm going to do with anybody else. If you disobey me, you're going to have it harder than everybody else. In Leviticus 26, I believe it is, it says you're actually going to have it seven times harder. Seven times. So how hard do we think we have it more than our Caucasian brothers and sisters or our Indian brothers and sisters or any other people? We say sometimes seven times harder. Watch this. Verse number 9. Let's go back and read that, and y'all going to be shocked at some of the what I'm about to say here. Yeah, I'm doing all this talking. That's me. Now you're about to hear the words say what I just said. Okay, Joel 2 and 9. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, like the sister said, but joy cometh in the morning if you are obedient. Now, if you are wicked and you thinking joy come in the morning for you, don't not come in the morning for you, but a hard time because you are not being obedient. So please understand that and know that. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's for those that are trusting in the Most High, doing what he say. You don't have to be perfect, but just you're trying to follow his laws, you're seeking his word, you're seeking to more like the example Christ was every single day. Yes, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning for you. Verse 9. They shall run to and fro. This is the Most High's army. This nation he called to bruise other nations. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before him. That don't mean the earth physically is going to quake. It just means everybody on the whole planet is going to feel this. The heavens shall tremble. Again, ain't nobody ever made the heavens just tremble. But they did make them tremble by way of, how can I explain it? Sometimes the scriptures will say something, allegorical, I'm trying to say. It'll say one thing, kind of like Africans would do. They will say these fables, but the fables might not be true, but they'll have a strong meaning, you know. Like somebody said, oh, I laugh forever. They don't mean they laugh forever. They just mean they really got a good laugh. If they say the word forever, then you know what they mean. Okay? The heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shine. These people is going to change the world upside down. Watch this. Verse 11 is the most controversial scripture probably out of the whole chapter. Here we go. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, these people. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For he is strong that executed his word. In other words, this nation that's bruising the head of other nations is strong because they're executing his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Watch this quickly. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even unto me with all your heart. This is what the sister was talking about. You can rejoice if you do this. turn ye even to me with all your hearts. Talking to everybody listening on this chat room, on this phone line right now. Everybody listening to the archive, they're going to look to the show later. Turn ye with all your hearts and with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is a gracious and merciful, slow to anger. He's slow to anger. He ain't always trying to just get people. And great kindness, and repentant him of the evil. Or in other words, he don't always pursue evil. He's changed his mind about evil. He don't always give us what's due us. That's all that means, of repent him of evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? And that's talking about man. Here we go. Watch this. This is what I was trying to get to, this last few, five verses. And then we're going to look at the finish of Habakkuk, which is I call the black man book. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a seldom assembly. They're saying, get the Israelites together and let's cry out to the Most High. Gather, sanctify the congregation and assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest and the minister of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. In other words, all that marinating just basically saying, drop what you're doing. Drop everything. That's all that was saying in a nutshell. So the priest ought to say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine inheritance. And watch this. O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. That's what's going to happen. He said, don't let this happen. Don't let the heathen rule over you. That's what we're enduring in the United States. Heathens are ruling over us. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Verse 18. Watch this, folks. Listen to this. If you don't hear nothing else I've said tonight, watch this. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. See, he's going to have mercy. Then will the Lord be jealous. That's what we want. See, there's two ways Israel is going to be spared. One of them, Second Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, I think it's 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then we hear from heaven, hear their land. I'm quoting it fast, but let me repeat it again slowly. Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people, as Israel, that are called by my name, because everybody ain't called by his name. Every nation ain't called by his name. So it has to be Israel. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their evil ways, then he will hear from heaven and heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their evil ways, seek my face. He goes on to say he will heal their land. If he's going to heal their land, obviously he's going to heal the people. That's one way, and that looked like it's not going to happen with our people. I'm talking about a nation. I'm not talking about individual folks. You know, of course, if you live right in your heart, in your house, serve the Most High, yes, like the sister said, you can rejoice, because really joy cometh in the morning for you. No household is going to go without, if they search, live for the Most High in any area of life. They're going to have the top quality life if they are obedient to the Most High. That's per household. But we're talking about a nation. Christ had it like that, but he mourned for his nation. So it goes on to say, the Lord will pity his people because these people that are ruling over them start to boast. Where is your God? Verse 19, yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, I can't read tonight for some reason, and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn. and wine and oil, or whatever you need, basically. And ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Here's the bomb. Here's the bomb. It's the last verse I'm reading. It's the bomb. You want to go to Habakkuk. Check out verse 20. But I will remove far off from you the northern army. The northern army. My brother said, why is it from the north? The northern army. And I will drive him into the land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hind parts toward the uttermost sea, the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he has done great things or great wickedness. So here's the Most High saying that this nation that he called from the north, he is going to bust their heads, basically, because he didn't even say that Israel repented. He just got tired of this nation from the north, which I believe is nothing more than Caucasians that's in power, not the little Caucasians they have across the street from you. But this book, we just read that there was this nation that come from the north that the Most High called to beat down Israel because they was disobedient. He used a nation like he used a belt. We just read it. You can't say I made it up. We just read it. And then he said, in the end, this nation is going to start to boast. See what we done to them? Where they God at now? They having church. They always going to church every day. Black folk are always in church. Your God can't save you, and he's going to get jealous of those comments that these people are making about his people, and he is going to restore Israel. So there's two ways Israel is going to be restored. One of them, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. That's one way. It don't look like that's going to happen. Don't look like it's going to happen. We seem like we're far from repenting as a nation. I'm not talking about individual houses. Again, if you and your wife, and y'all living right, you're going to enjoy all the blessing of the Most High because that's the book. That's the Bible. But you're going to mourn for your nation. If you don't think so, look at Christ. He had all the power that one, I mean, he had the power for real. He was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, but he wept. That was the first time we knew that Christ wept. He cried. He didn't cry because he wasn't going to raise Lazarus from the dead. He wasn't crying because he missed Lazarus. He was crying because he looked at the people, how fearful and doubtful they was. They didn't have the power that he had. You, too, go mourn for your nation. I don't care how much power you got. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care if you are one of the Oprahs or the Michael Jordan and you have money, because y'all know money ain't everything. But even if you had money and you had salvation and you had health and you had a good marriage and you had all the things y'all think is successful, you're going to mourn for your nation. You're going to shed some tears for your brothers and sisters because they ain't going to see it like you see it, even if you had it all together. You're going to mourn for your nation. So, he said he would remove the heathen because he's going to get jealous at them boasting. So let them keep boasting. Let them keep saying, where is your God? Black folks are religion. Let them keep on shooting our unarmed black men in the street, saying, yeah, we can get them now. They ain't God. We ain't scared of them no more like we used to be. We used to be scared that God going to get us. What they got at now? And I'm not saying this. If you white listening to me right now and you obey the Most High, then you're on the right side. Your house is going to be blessed. But you're going to mourn for your nation, too, because they're about to be judged if they continue to go down this road. So you might as well say what Christ said. My family is those that do the will of my Father. And so should us so-called African-Americans, which is nothing more than Israelites, should say about us. We should just might as well go on and say, my family is those that do the will of my Father. Because truly, all that other family is giving y'all a lot of problems. I know they are. Your family, your true family, is those that do the will of your Father. Habakkuk, I call it the black man book. That's probably the wrong thing. It's everybody's book. Everybody can look at this chapter and this book and get some out of it. But y'all heard the first verses, right? he's complaining, talking about where you at, Most High. You didn't, you know. So watch this. Let's go flip back to the Habakkuk. We're at verse number, let's start at verse number 6. The Most High said, now when I said this, y'all going to believe it this time, those of y'all that doubted me. I talked about, we just read Joel 2, a northern army the Most High called. The Most High called a northern army to bruise his people. And then Jeremiah 1, he said, I will empty out the north. I will call all the nations of the north to Jerusalem. And it don't just stop with Jerusalem. It's the whole planet, really. Okay, verse 6 of Habakkuk chapter 1. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. I like how he said that. It's not theirs. They're going to take stuff that's not theirs. So remember that, Caucasians, those of you in power, not the little guy across the street that work make $10 an hour. You don't have this kind of power. You with us. But these powerful people that be, they possess dwelling places. Dwelling means somebody's already there that is not theirs. Just like Israel went into the so-called Israel that we know today, went into Jerusalem, taking those land from the Palestinians. They ain't nothing more than an arm, this same part of the same wicked people. Possess dwelling places that is not theirs, claiming to be God's chosen. Yeah, right. Verse 7, they are terrible and dreadful. And this is the Most High talking about these people. He said even they are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. This is what I open this blog up tonight with, the scripture. Here are people, their judgment and their dignity comes from themselves. These people literally make up stuff as they go. You know how people are? We always judge ourselves by our forefathers. We want to, you know, Israel. Any ancient book you read, except if you start, European history. Excluding European history. All other history, the Indians, the Aztec Indians, if you go to Islam even, everybody aspired to be like the forefathers before them, except these people. These people are different. Their dignity come from themselves. They just tell themselves something enough to get dignity from it. I had somebody tell me one time, what does it even matter to do what's right? If you can control the planet with evil and just live a good life and have everything you want materially, and you control people all your life, in the end, you never saw no pain. So what's with all this, Seth? I mean, for real, at the end of when you die, Seth, had this conversation, and they were saying, basically, it's the way we see it. They didn't say this, but they basically were saying, if the white man want to redefine something, everybody believe him and everybody live according to what he say, if he say we discovered America and everybody act like it and everybody finally died, what did it matter? What does it matter? If we say we discovered America and everybody believe it and we get props and everybody just live and die and that's all they ever know, what's the harm? See what I mean? People redefine reality. You ever heard you saying perception is reality? That's another lie. I mean, all this deception we go through in the United States. So these folks are saying, and in the world, this verse is powerful. I'm telling y'all, this verse right here rattled me for many years. Y'all listen. This is some strong stuff right here. Listen to this. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. I'm not going to read this whole chapter. I was really opening the book of Habakkuk to talk about that verse. That verse right there is why we went to Habakkuk. We just happened to get off subject. Not that we want a particular subject, but this whole chapter is just full of just amazing You'll see, if you read the whole thing, you'll see why it says it's the black man's chapter. It's just amazing. Here's another. Let me just go ahead and read a little bit of this, because y'all, I don't know why I'm going on this road, and y'all seem to be pretty quiet, even though we got quiet people even in the chat room. And that's good. Again, if you have any questions or comments, let me know as I'm going to move on. Question or comment, quickly. If you're in the chat room, type a question mark, because I'm going to keep reading. That's why I feel like I need to go with this. So anyway, verse 8 goes on to say, their horses also are swifter than leopards. Now, how can a horse be swifter than leopards? That right there, it can't be true. It can't mean the horses like we think. It just means their mode of getting places is fast. Who invented the airplane? Y'all say, oh, that's just a coincidence. No. It's saying that these people move faster than what they're supposed to. It's all that means. And are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. What? And their horsemen shall come from afar. Now, they're saying things like horsemen, and they don't say airplanes. They don't say businessman. Horseman is just a person on the horse. They don't say carman, person driving a car, or airplaneman, the person that's in the airplane. We just got to know what this means in today's world. Now, it said earlier, well, let me just go and read this. Y'all are not ignorant spirits, so y'all know exactly what the scripture is saying. Okay? Then it says, they shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. Now, I know y'all with me on that one. They shall come all for violence. Now, Habakkuk just cried out to these people that's busting his head because he said they're very violent and they're exploiting. And the Most High say, hey, you among the heathen. He started to talk about it. He's talking about who these people are, and he's letting Habakkuk know, I know how wicked these people are. He said, they are terrible, and they're dreadful. Their judgment proceeded out of themselves. Their dignity comes from themselves. They make up stuff to be dignified about. I know these people. I feel you. I see what you're saying. I hear you. Black man, I hear you. I hear your pain. I see what y'all going through. You ain't going through by yourself. Let me tell you about these people that I sent. Listen to this. Verse 9. They shall come all for violence. Now, we just read a minute ago in the book of Joel where it said there won't be people like this for many generations. Didn't say that there will never ever be anybody like it. It said that there have never not been people like this before and after them, but they went on to say for many generations. In other words, these ain't people you're going to see all the time. This is a little different than warriors Israel faced. These people, it says, there's not people like them before them, or neither will there be like people like them after them for many, many generations. So I don't know if it's every 20,000 years they come. But these people is not like a regular warrior that win wars. These are some strong, strong people. And I believe this in 2012 is nothing more than the Caucasian. Prior to the Caucasian, it was somebody else. And it was a long time ago. Probably back then it was not even, they had to come from the north now. They had to come from the north because they always come from the north. But I do think they were, if you go on back further enough, they were dark-skinned people. Now listen to this, folks. They come for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. This is why I say it's more than just Israel getting their head busted by them. These folks are going to take over the world. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They scoff at the princes. I mean, they scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn. It used princes. It used kings, plural. So this is more than just Israel. Are y'all with me on this? This is spiritually talking about us, Israel, scattered throughout the four corners. Who is going to rule over us? It's describing these people. You say, well, I'm not in America. I'm in Australia. I'm in Papua New Guinea. I'm in the Isles of the Pacific. Yeah, but you don't escape these people because if you're in Papua New Guinea, then you got the Australians ruling that whole area, predominantly white, They come from the north, and they are sucking up the resources in Papua New Guinea and in all those little islands. You can't escape these people. They're everywhere, and they come from the north. You ever wonder why so many people from the north don't stay home? Everybody else all over the planet, and this is deep, everybody in this blog should think to really pass this particular blog on to your friend, because what I'm about to say is going to blow you away. Check this out. And I don't, sometimes these thoughts come in my head just like they come in your head. I'm not just doing this. Y'all do it too. If you listen, I know y'all get stuff just like I get stuff. So I'm not trying to teach y'all nothing tonight. For real. We're just talking. But you ever notice that the people from Europe are always on voyages and always, you wonder, why don't they ever stay home? Do you see anybody from Ghana? Yeah, they come into the States now because they poor. But do you know of another nation that have enough money and enough everything, but they are always going to other countries exploiting other than white people? I mean, let's just call it for what it is, white people in power. Do you know any other people other than Europe that does that? Because that's where our whites that rule over us today in America come from. They come from Europe. All these folks come from Europe. Why can they all stay home? Why does Columbus leave their wives? And how do you leave your wife and be gone months and months and months and years and come back? It's almost like they're called to just be on the go exploiting. And as verse number 9 says, they all shall come for violence. This is the most relevant scripture you'll probably, this is the most relevant session you probably have. These verses I'm reading can't fit no other people but you. This can't fit no other people. This is why I say we are Israel. Watch this. It said they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be scorned at them. That's different countries. They shall deride every stronghold. Did y'all hear what I just said? You have any idea what I just said? The Most High is telling Habakkuk, who just got through crying out, talking about, why ain't you answering me? Don't you know what I'm going through? Now he's breaking it down and saying, I know these enemies. I know these people that's boozing me. Let me tell you who they really are. Now he goes on to say, every one of them come for violence. But listen to this scripture. They shall deride every stronghold. That means all these countries with strong allies and strong knowledge and strong whatever that make these nations strong, they gonna break, deride, derail, destroy, dismantle every stronghold. I don't think y'all know how powerful that is. For somebody to come into a country and break them down. The Most High have to have sent them. For they shall heap dust and take it. For they shall heap dust and take it. They're so strong, it's almost like they can gather the dust and take it. Now, you don't know nobody can gather no dust. That is like the hardest thing on the planet to do, if it's even possible, to heap up dust and take it. Just look at anything in your house or apartment, wherever you live. Between your eyeball and whatever you just saw is dust. These folks going to heap it up, or they can. You don't think the Most High is with them to enable them to be that wicked. I know it makes the Most High look like he's evil, but that's not what he is. He is rewarding people that he have told, I put before you life and death, choose life, choose life, choose life. He have opened up the Red Sea for these folks. He have done great things for not just Israel, but for the whole planet. Even the heathen is without excuse. The Bible says in Romans that even nature speaks that there is a Most High. So this is why the Most High have come against Israel and really the planet. Verse 11. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over, and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Now that is so deep right there. That right there is so deep, we can just do a whole nother study just on that one verse. But I ain't gonna even touch it. I'm gonna read it one more time though. He's gonna make a change and start imputing his worth unto this God. Okay, verse 12. Art thou not from, now this is Habakkuk, I believe. Here we go, here's Habakkuk. Now this black man is talking again. That's why I call it the black man's book, because Habakkuk was a dark-skinned man, for real. But this Bible is for the planet. It ain't just for no black people, okay? I'm not, so let's get that out of the way. But I just like it when I talk to, like, some really angry brothers. I like to refer this to them, people that really see what's going on and gets mad at the world. This is their book, I'm telling you. This book right here would shut down anybody, a Farrakhan or Khalid Muhammad, if he still was alive. All them brothers that just almost want to destroy white people, this is their book. Because the Most High just said, I know who you're up against. I know. I sent them. Let me tell you who they are. And he's taking. And then this is Habakkuk about to answer after he heard all that. Check this out. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. Verse 12. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. I see. So you set these people up for judgment. So you do know what we're going through. Oh, my Lord. I see. That is a dangerous scripture right there. That's another scripture we can talk on for a very, very long time. Did y'all get that? So he has just heard the Most High basically say to him, look, I know you're going through it, boy. I know you're going through it, man. I see your pain. You know how we be saying, folks say, oh, I understand. But we don't have that many people to tell you what you're going through. Then you be really, they really can say, I understand. So Habakkuk answers him and says, art thou from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die, like he first thought. He said, we shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. And O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Set them up for correction. Call them, because they ain't no righteous people that come from no north. He going to use them, then he's going to turn around and chastise them because they were wicked before he even called them. So they got punishment coming too. Verse 13. That's why America's going to fall. Because what we just read. Did y'all get that? Thou art of a poor, I cannot read that. I'm telling y'all, verse 13. Thou art of pure eyes, than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devours the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men as the fishes of the sea and as the creeping things thou have that have no rule over them. In other words, that he's Habakkuk saying, so you are righteous, you are holy, you do care. You make this man, you made us to where we're not supposed to have people rule over us. That now he's kind of apologizing. Verse 15. They take up all with their angle, they catch them with their net. Talking about the wicked. Habakkuk's talking about these wicked people, but now you see that the Most High is definitely on his side. He understands what he's going through, and he's just backing up, basically, at being angry. Verse 15, we're reading from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 15. They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them with their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. He's just talking about how these wicked people do humanity. That's all that verse was saying. Verse 16, therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drags, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Now, when it said they burn incense, we don't know white people or people that's in power to have burnt incense. So that's not mean. Remember, these scriptures have to be relevant for different times. They have to be relevant for 2,000 years now. I mean, 2,000 years ago. Well, how many ever long it's been since the last people met this particular characteristic as an oppressor. So it has to meet qualifications for people today. It has to admit qualifications for whoever was this wicked way back in the day and before that. So they don't offer incense up no more like that. At least I don't think the powerful people, for all we know, might probably do, but I don't know that the wicked people that rule over us burn incense. But definitely I see what he's talking about. They celebrate. Verse 17, shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continuously to slay the nations? There it is again. Where did I get this from? It's not just going to be Israel being bruised by these people. Verse 17, you just read it your own self. I cannot read all of this, but I'm telling y'all, in my Bible, I got this so marked up. You know how they say, marking in Bible, circle this. The rest of this it's just even more powerful. Later on, it talks about people using images. I mean, maybe we will just turn this into a book of our back and just read the rest of this, because y'all, I can't stop. I mean, this is some good stuff. It's going to start talking about people using images, like, you know, those pictures, white images of Christ, and how they're using it to mess with our heads. It talks about that. It says, I'm just going to just jump to verse 18, 2:18. I'm just show y'all. We'll jump around a little bit. 2:18 said, what profited the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies? Listen, verse 18. Habakkuk 2:18. What profit the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that maketh that the maker of his work trusted to the home second. What it is, I got all this stuff wrote over so many times I can barely read it now because it's so highlighted and stuff. But it says, what profit the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusted therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. It shall teach. So there are people that say, awake to the dumb idol, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. This is talking about people that worship these images. But this is also talking about people that use these images to teach. But and my record is telling me, like I said, I didn't even realize the time has flew like it has. But listen, folks, y'all are missing out if you do not read. I'm thinking, should I? There's so many more nuggets in this. Let me just see here. Verse 3:13. This is not going to do right unless I just read this, the rest of this. I just got to tell y'all what. Let's do this. It's 1 o'clock. I'm supposed to be signing out, but this is so good. I want y'all to see just how relevant this book is to our struggle. Just how aware this book is, relevant this book is to 2012. If we would just, and you should already feel it right now, you should already see that this book is so relevant to us. I'm talking about Israel. I'm talking about so-called African Americans. And what anybody else should be able to get out of this book is hope and encouragement as well. But, I mean, you know how you can benefit from looking at some TV programs where, let's say, some Hispanics or something got, maybe they went through a little sum and, you know, and the Most High saved them and delivered them, and you cry. You're not Hispanic, though, but you get inspired by it. That's how I look at anybody listening to the broadcast tonight that's not African-American. You still can be blessed by this testimony. You still can be blessed by this word. But this is for African-Americans. This is for anybody that's Israel being scattered throughout the four corners. They're not just in America. They're in South America. They're in Brazil. They're in South Africa. They're in West Africa. They're in India. They're in China. They're all over. They're even in Europe. Scattered Israelite that is going through these prophecies that Moses said would be upon Israel if they disobey. So as a nation, we are suffering. Again, if you and your household serve the Most High, you are going to be blessed. You know that. And like the sister said earlier, joy does come in the morning for you. You know that any day you're going to get the favor. That's who the favor is really for, I mean, for sure. You know, sometimes the Most High will just have mercy upon people, but you can't bank on the mercy of the Most High. It's not for the heathen. It just, nobody knows when he's going to be merciful to the heathen. We just don't know. But to his own, he has made a covenant that he would be merciful to them. So this is why we say joy cometh in the morning. Big things are coming for those that trust in the Most High. Let's do this. I want to share the rest of this. I don't care how long it takes. It should take no more than about another 20 minutes. But I want to rest my voice. We're not done. I'm telling y'all, y'all should really listen. If some of y'all ain't got nothing to do anyway, check this out. Listen to what I'm about to share. I'm going to take a short little break, and we'll be right back. I got to just drink something from my voice here. Just give me about another a minute, and I'll be right back. Check this out. Be right back. Give me a minute. Okay, folks, I don't know if that was a minute or not, but I just had to drink something out there. Okay, listen. Habakkuk. I know that woke y'all up, the little lakeside there. But listen, check this out. This is some good stuff. Y'all, this is, oh my goodness, just y'all got me rereading this now. I was planning on getting off the air by 11, but I'm just as interested in this as y'all are, because it's been a while since I read it, and I forgot just how much this is relevant to black people and the black struggle. I'm telling y'all, if you're one of those people that just feel like everything is just, you know, the white man just got it on lockdown, as I hear so often, and that there is no hope for us as a people, we're just in their hands, we're going to die like this, there is no hope, we're in America, they control everything. I want y'all to listen. This is Habakkuk. This is, I'll go ahead and read verse 2, start at verse 1. I think I'm just going to read through this to be faster, probably get done faster, but just check this out. Verse 2 and 1, I will stand, this is Habakkuk talking. I will stand. Remember, he didn't complain. The Most High just told him, I know what you're going through. I know these people, and he breaks it down. And Habakkuk has his say. Now he says he's going to hear what the Most High is about to say. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he, the Most High, will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, here we go, write this vision, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a point in time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. What is the end? Though it tarry, it's going to be a while, wait for it, because it surely will come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up. Now, here we go. This is what I want to tell y'all. Thank y'all for staying on the chat line and staying on the phone lines, because this right here is the bomb. Here we go. Here comes the second Adam I'm going to drop on y'all. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Yeah, these people look like they got it together, but inside, his soul is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. The just is going to live by his faith. These people look like they're upright. They're not upright. Let me read it again. Verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desires hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gather unto himself all nations, and heap it all, watch this, and heap it unto him all people. This is why Brother Seth earlier said, it's not just Israel that's controlled by these people that Habakkuk was crying out about. Y'all get that? But gather it unto all nations and heap it unto him all people. He's talking about this nation. Shall not all these take up a proverb against him and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe to him that is increased that which is not his? How long? And to him that layeth himself with a thick clay? In other words, taking what's not yours, hiding yourself. It's like a person put on a lot of makeup. That's what it just says. And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay, like hiding, taking this, what's not yours, you're making yourself look like a certain way with all this clay. You know, you make your face look like something else. That's what it's saying. I'm looking, reading right here. Woe unto him that increases that which is not his. How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay. You know, trying to look a certain way, a certain beauty, and you're not that. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them property? That's all that means. Because thou hast spoiled many nations. All the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. This is what is happening. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. This is what's happening to America. Everybody listening to me right now, y'all need to go tell a billion people that verse, this verse. This is why America has to fall. Because thou hast spoiled many nations. I'm going to write this down. See what I mean now? This is for me. I'm getting selfish. This Bible study is for me. Because thou hast spoiled, forgot all about the scripture. My goodness. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Just one more time, y'all, please. For me, this is for me. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood and for the violence of the land and the violence of the city and of all that dwell therein, the violence. Because of blood, they're saying, and all of the violence in the land and in the city, and violence, all that dwell therein, this is why the people are going to spoil you. Woe to him that covenant. See, I told y'all, I wasn't just lying when I said if you can just stay with me, it's going to be major. Now, a lot of folks are saying America going to be, it's going to be this, America going to be that, but they don't have no scripture backings for what they're saying. They're just saying it. Yeah, there it is right there. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of the evil. Thou shalt consult his shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and has sinned against thy soul. Yes, you have. For the soul shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber, and shall, well, check this out, check this out. Verse 11, for the stone shall cry, I'm getting sleepy, but I can't, this is just so good, I can't let this go tomorrow. Next show, probably next five shows, I'll be talking about this. This is just how good this is to me right now, even though I am tired. Verse 11, for the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. It just means you're going to get yours. This is just how it's going to be that, it's like even that, that's how much you're going to get your answer. That's what I get when I, because obviously it don't mean that. It just means there's going to be a cry for sure. It's going to be that strong. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and establish a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not of the Lord's hosts? Is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth the bottle to him, and maketh him drunken, also that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Woe unto him that do that. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also. I'm going to do this because there is a, I got another, let's see here, maybe about another 20 verses, and I don't want to hold y'all. I'm going to tell you this, though. If you really want to understand what's going on with the United States and why they're going to be punished, Habakkuk started it off by complaining, saying, where are you at? All this wickedness going forth. You know we're around. You done left us to dry. And the Most High let him know, I know where you at. I call these people to do what they're doing. Let me tell you more about them. And now Habakkuk was jumping up and down and just all excited and saying, oh, so you're not going to just enjoy evil, blah, blah, blah. And then the Most High answers him again the second time we're reading now. And so I just encourage every single one of y'all to read this. My throat is really bothering me, and I'm thinking about my throat, and I just can't finish this. So I just want to just encourage those of y'all still on the phone line listening. I know it's good, especially at verse 8. So I just want to encourage y'all to just read the rest of this and talk about it maybe when we come on Thursday. I think I'm going to try to finish this on Thursday. I really think I want to finish this on Thursday. So let's look for the show on Thursday, 11 o'clock. And, again, thank y'all for listening to the show tonight. I'm going to wrap this up because I know some of y'all got to get up or not. But I just want y'all to, like the sister said earlier, and I so, again, thank her for coming on and giving us that good word, because we really do need to be encouraged. You know, if we trust in the Most High, try to keep his laws, precepts, we don't have nothing to worry about. As a matter of fact, a lot of people blossom at these moments. A lot of people do very well in times such as these. Good night, everybody. Listen to this song. This is a great song to end the show on. Listen to the words of this song. It's kind of along what the sister was saying, okay? The Most High is faithful. He is not going to forsake his people. This is what Habakkuk was saying, that he is faithful. Good night. And again, listen to the song. It's been a nice way to wrap it up. Don't lose your blessings. Check out this song because it continues to prophesy blessings to those that follow the Most High, that we should know that the Most High is faithful. This is song is called Faithful. Check it out. Good night. I love every single one of y'all. Ain't nothing, every single one of y'all, white, black, Hispanic. I love people, every single one of y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today.
I rejoice today.
I shall recover it all.
I shall recover it all.